fans in familiar surroundings, following players in a country and culture they know. Next year's World Cup in Qatar is a unique chance for Arab teams to feel at home on football's biggest stage.
Here in Qatar is pretty multicultural. There's lots of Arabic nationalities here, lots of Egyptians, Algerians, etc., etc. So I think this would give the players like extra motive, because they know that if they play here, they really have this home advantage, kind of. They really have the fan base.
We hope all of Arab teams will be present in next year World Cup. Now they open for them the stadium which will host the World Cup. So this is a great opportunity for them to practice and make sure that they are here next year.
A record 4 Arab teams were at the 2018 finals in Russia, but none made it out of their group, and no Arab team has ever reached a World Cup quarter-final. This time around, though, it will be less of a step into the unknown.
They are familiar with the stadiums, they are familiar with the terrain, and no matter what's said, I mean, there is a little bit of a psychological home field advantage. Also, having this test run 12 months out, I mean, psychologically, coaches are always talking about envisioning things, seeing things, you know, and I think being there 12 months ahead of time is going to help a lot of these players envision, hopefully, success 12 months from now.
Only twice before has the tournament been held outside of the Americas or Europe. In 2002, South Korea and Japan co-hosted the World Cup. Both teams made it out of their group, and South Korea got as far as the semi-finals. And when the event went to Africa for the first time in 2010, Ghana got within a penalty kick of the last four. Qatar have never previously played at a World Cup, but they are Asian champions and have competed as a guest team in a series of continental tournaments to prepare for the challenge ahead.
Having followed the national team for a long time now, more than a decade, I think the mentality of the team has changed, that they're ready to take on challenges, they're ready to face any team. And even if they've had some bad results over the last 2 years, I think they have conquered that fear factor, and that they're ready, and on their day they can perform against any team.
It's nearly time for Arab football's finest to answer the call of a World Cup that will look and sound like no other. Andy Richardson, Al Jazeera, Doha.